This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Carlson's on for 30 minutes, and then I'll take calls. I'm going to your calls right now. Kent, and then Raymond, and Chris, and James, everybody, Robert, I'll get to you. Kent in California, thanks for holding. I get greedy and have the calls and I have a guest and then don't get to you. But most of us will just hang up on you, so I don't apologize too bad. But thank you for tuning in. Go ahead, Kent. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Big thank you to be on your show. Appreciate it. I wanted to
thank
have
you.
Two quick points. One, the first, actually three, but I promise the first two are quick. One, I want to say to anybody listening that the fact that you, and I'll politicize this for a second, but the fact that you and most right-wing, I would assume that's what we're going to go with here, shows take live callers means that you're ready to defend your opinions and defend what you believe in regardless of what's going to happen. Left shows do not do this. They will never take a live call because they do not want to have their entire narrative messed up by somebody.
They're obsessed with control. Yeah. I mean, if you want to free humanity, you want the animating contest. But if you don't, you want to have your own little paradigm you run.
That you're allowing calls to go on your YouTube show that anyone can view, and you're allowing anyone to come up here and say anything to you, even if I don't agree with you, that is an amazing fact just in itself. But I wanted to alert our viewers, one of the things, whenever I mention you a lot, is not everyone agrees, and some things that you said I don't agree with, which is fine. That's what America is about.
Now, let's say it. Some of the time I'm unlistenable. I'm my worst critic.
One of the things that the left does to discourage, and I know we don't like them as much anymore, but George Schaefer talked about this, was once you control the vocabulary, you control the argument. And whatever you bring up, any type of corruption or misdeed, what they yell at is conspiracy theory. And there are such things as those, but when you... and
yeah, they don't want the little people discussing the turkey coup, so they call discussing and a conspiracy theory.
Absolutely. You had Tim Kennedy go on, I believe it was 2 weeks before, and he said, look, I can't tell you when, but America is here. It's primed for attack. There's a lot of rage. Just beware. And then literally within, a three-week span, three attacks happen, all within Tim Kennedy's description. And then you're like, well, that's not a conspiracy theory. If someone puts evidence forward, puts opinions forward and says, this is going to happen, and then it happens, how could you label that as a conspiracy theory? A conspiracy theory is when I just make up a bunch of dots and connect them and have no logical way to get there.
Yeah, they're telling you you're not allowed to have critical thinking.
Yeah. So I wanted to tell our wearers, be aware that when it comes to controlling the argument, the left does a great job at controlling the vocabulary. So do not let them put you down by just saying it's a conspiracy theory, especially when you yourself put up articles, you put up links, you're saying, look, I'm not making this up.
Sure, but I mean, we're dealing with a bunch of dumb people that follow this that want to believe something simple and stupid. I appreciate your call, Kent. Raymond in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Here's the thing, okay? It terrifies the establishment that Trump is an independent candidate. I mean, he owes a few people peanuts and stuff like that, but other than that, he's supporting his own campaign, which means he's not going to owe anybody anything when he gets in. That is terrifying to a corrupt system. And also,
by the way, he's taking zero money from Big Pharma. That right there, the guy's a superstar of goodness.
Right, exactly. You see my point. And the next point I'd like to make is our forefathers didn't stand for the government that had control over them, occupying their own country. Why would we allow the U.S. government, a corrupt government, who is trying to exert control on the people to maintain absolute control, why would we allow them to occupy us?
One word. One word, television. They've created an artificial fantasy land that most people sit in front of all day that's artificial disinformation and totally controlled, so people are living in fantasy land.
They need to wake up. I would use the F word, but I know that's not permitted. Yeah, they need to wake up.
No, you're right, Raymond. We don't just mean wake up figuratively. Medically, many people are in a near sleepwalking trance state. The TV puts them into that brainwave, you know, the mainline TV. I appreciate your call. Great points, Raymond. All right, we'll get to Chris next, and then We'll get to Robert and James and Wes and many others, 800-259-9231. And then, coming up, Tucker Carlson from the DNC. Stay with us.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've never offered 40% off on Brainforce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic, 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Moan Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and get 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, super sale, fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you like Hillary?
Yep, been supporting her for over 10 years, of course.
And what do you think about the FBI director coming out and saying she had 110 classified emails?
I did not send or receive any information that was marked classified at the time.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received.
At the time?
At the time they were sent or received.
No.
You don't believe it?
No. We're good.
All right, we're good. It's funny, in order to support Hillary, you have to deceive yourself and
pretend the crime doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Pretend the crime doesn't matter.
Hey, you voting for Hillary Clinton?
So what are your big issues? Are you for gun control?
Yes. Eliminate them. Take them out of the hands of the people.
I trust Hillary. Hillary's the best. Go Hillary.
Disturbing.
Who are you voting for?
Who am I voting for?
Yeah.
Flip.
Nah, I ain't giving you no chance.
Come on, buddy. Please.
Vote for Hillary. Trump is not going to get the vote.
Disturbing.
All right, we got the Peace Bernie bike coming down here.
Yeah, Bernie is, like, the best candidate I've seen.
People are trying to climb over the fence now to get into where the DNC is taking place.
Of course, they tried to shut him down because it's rigged.
As far as I'm concerned, she's clear. Hillary Clinton is cleared from all charges.
And I am for gun control.
You don't have our vote. You don't have our money. And Trump's going to flatten you like a pancake, Hillary.
Obama's totally awesome. We're going to miss him.
You, Hillary Clinton.
We're not voting for Hillary in no way, shape, form, or fashion. That's a wrap. No, like, everything that she's done, everything that she's about, we cannot just fall in line. No matter if Bernie's supporting her, I don't care who's supporting her. I'm not supporting her, and that's just that. She doesn't hold none of our values. She holds no one's value. She's not accountable. She's not held accountable for anything. She wasn't held accountable for the emails. She wasn't held accountable for Benghazi. She wasn't held accountable for Libya. She's not held accountable for anything. So nobody in their right mind should even think about voting for that name.
What do you think about the FBI director saying, basically saying every reason why she was guilty, but then saying she should be let off?
He was paid, or he knows that a hit team will come after him. That's what I believe.
You think Bernie Sanders was paid off?
No, I don't think Bernie was paid off.
Director, we're talking about Director James Comey.
Yes.
He knows something that we don't know. You know what I mean?
It feels pretty funny.
Something happened.
His life was threatened, I bet.
And I think Bernie's life was threatened.
60 seconds.
For him to do that, for him to say we're going to a contested convention and then give in, for him to think that... I just can't fathom it. Like, I really can't fathom it anymore. Like, it's just crazy.
Why do you think that the election was stolen? I mean, do you think that Hillary is there to...
11 states that have reported election fraud. 11 states. That goes beyond the margin of error.
Well, why is Hillary doing this? Why is Hillary doing this? What's her game plan?
Me, personally, I think she want to go to war with Russia. That's what I think.
That's a few minutes of the bedlam going on a daily basis outside the DNC, where their own constituents are rebelling against them. Sanders clearly won California and New Hampshire and other states. They're just not letting the delegates actually be there. They're putting in fake delegates, super delegates. This is so naked that it's not even a, quote, conspiracy theory. It's so crazy to see Clinton toddling around like a corpse, Hillary running around looking like the Joker, that I'm wondering if this is like some simulation. Is it really happening? Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Tucker Carlson has been nice enough during his lunch hour covering the DNC for Fox to join us. He's the founder of the 24-hour news site, thedailycaller.com. And, of course, everybody knows who he is, so no need to get into the libertarian conservative's background, dailycaller.com. 20-plus-year veteran of journalism. Tucker, the world is really getting crazy. I could ask a lot of questions here, but I want to ask you, where do we start? I mean, is this not a referendum on the decaying establishment? I think Trump has proven that the old Republican establishment's going out. It looks like the Democrats are trying to hang on. Will they be successful?
Well, you want me to say, you have really captured the fun vibe here in Philadelphia. I mean, it is the most unhappy city I've been to in a long time. I keep running.
Cleveland was like a party. It was fun.
It's unbelievable. Actually, the Bernie people were very nice.
Yeah.
At least to me, and I'm not sympathetic to their economic program, but the thing that distinguishes the Bernie people from the Hillary people here is that they actually believe in something. So if you stand at the entrance to the convention center and you watch people file in, the Bernie people, you know, I mean, they're always friendly, always nice. The Hillary people are mostly lobbyists from Washington or sort of 70s era feminists. And it's a completely different feeling. So the Bernie people really are true believers, and I'm not using that as an insult, but rather as a compliment. I mean, they believe in something, and they're
shocked. Have a million times more credibility than just the Washington insiders.
I think they do. If you've met them, you show up, and they want to tell you what they believe, and they want to convince you that they're right. The Hillary people have no interest in convincing you. They're interested in power, acquiring it, wielding it, mostly for their own benefit. I mean, it's not just Hillary. Of course, it's the establishment. It's people who benefited from the last 15 years in America who become richer and more powerful. They obviously don't want change, and a lot of other people do.
Let me ask you this question, and I want to get into what Trump Center for You, Tucker. All the scandals, though, it just has a smell, a feeling. Like, I know if she gets in, she's going to get impeached. I know there's nothing she can do short of becoming a dictator or something. And she looks so ill. I mean, she just looks like a failure. Clinton looks like he's about to die. They're shaking. I mean, it just seems like a joke. So I feel like we're winning even if Trump doesn't get in.
Well, I will say this. I haven't met a single person who likes Hillary. I mean, a lot of my neighbors.
I haven't either.
No, it's so strange. A lot of people I live near are voting for her. They're here supporting her. But they're doing so because they see material gain in her election. They want to be ambassador to Belgium. And so they're here, you know, signing on early to the program. But I haven't met anybody, not one person, who says, you know, I really like her. I think she's a good person. She's an honest person. She's direct. She'll be a great leader. I haven't heard that at all. She's the default candidate. I think they are suffering from sort of the opposite of what the Republicans are suffering from. They had no field. There were no real candidates. It was basically Bernie Sanders, that loser governor from Maryland, and Hillary Clinton.
Because they're so controlled, like the Communist Politburo. So let me ask you this then. Where do you see this going?
Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton's the nominee. I'm leaving in a minute to go watch her give her speech tonight here. And she's really the candidate for people who are terrified by or disgusted by Donald Trump. And mostly that means on the left, people who think he's racist. So the rest of this campaign is going to be about one thing. Donald Trump is a bigot, because that is the fastest way to get Democratic voters to the polls, to vote against bigotry. I'm convinced that's their only campaign tactic. They're not even, here's the thing, and I'm not hardly endorsing Trump, but I'm just struck by this. They're not even engaging his argument. You haven't seen one person in Philadelphia explain why mass immigration is good for America. Not one person has explained that, or why our current trade deals have been a great success for the middle of the country. Nobody is even pretending that those are arguments.
Instead, Obama says Hillary will enforce immigration law when he's ignoring it. It's just crazy.
Right. It's not an adult exchange of ideas. And you see it in the press, too. You know, Donald Trump is a lunatic. Donald Trump has no self-control. By the way, Donald Trump doesn't have much self-control. But is that really the point? The point is Trump makes a specific case about a bunch of different policies. If you disagree with that case, tell me why. Tell me why he's wrong and give me
I disagree with the 0% interest rates, but he's not out to get America, so I'm supporting him.
Right. Exactly.
Tucker, for you, what are the central themes now? What are you looking for as the next shoe to drop?
Well, in the Hillary campaign, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot out there. The WikiLeaks emails, as far as I know, have not been fully vetted by anybody. There are just too many of them. And so it's possible we'll hear more there. By the way, if the DNC emails were hacked, who knows whose emails have been hacked? You know, which is something, by the way, to think about if you communicate by email all day, as I do. I mean, you wouldn't want your email out there. Probably time to change your password. But I think there's going to be more of that kind of thing that comes out. But for me, the campaign theme, the only one that matters to me is immigration, because it touches on everything.
It's basic sovereignty. I mean, you've got to follow the law. Exactly. You can't just open it up and give people free stuff.
There's no more important question than who gets to live in your country and who gets to vote for its leadership. That's the basic question that any country faces, and immigration affects that directly. So I'd like to see, I hope, and it probably won't happen, but I'd really like to see a national referendum, a national debate on that question. Do we have too many immigrants coming in? Not enough? I mean, let's talk it out.
And well, I saw one this morning that's starting to get picked up. One of these hacked emails is the Clinton campaign telling Google what hashtags to block, you know, for crooked Hillary and stuff. And then now Google won't even let you, as of this morning, they may have changed it, search presidential candidate. Donald Trump doesn't even show up. I mean, this is so transparent.
Well, the problem is, as you know, is you have a couple of companies with more power than any media company has ever wielded in the history of the country. There's just never been a monopoly like Facebook or Google ever. And so, you know, the potential for abuse of power is huge. And by the way, both of those companies are deeply tied in to the Democratic establishment, to the Obama administration, to the Hillary campaign. You know, I think we don't exactly know what's going on, but it's really clear to me there's massive potential for abuse, scary abuse, the kind of abuse that controls public opinion. I mean, that should make any normal person nervous.
Well, sure, search engine heads and Zuckerberg have bragged about this, and now they're doing it. It just makes a joke of the term, don't be evil. Let me ask you this question. They've got national polls out, as you know, L.A. Times and others with him 7.3 ahead, 7.8 ahead. Internal polling, I've been told, showing that number. I said that a week ago, 7 or so. Obviously, it's an electoral college. You see, you got battleground states. But my gut is there's a lot of folks that are closeted who are really going to vote for Trump. In fact, that's what people are telling me. So let's say he's really 10 points ahead. Let's say he narrowly wins. If Hillary's already stolen the nomination, they're already rigging search engines, they're already doing all this, they're already announcing, you know, the day before that the donors decided Hillary would win California. I mean, Tucker, isn't it safe to say that we expect Hillary or her people to try to steal the election if they've already stolen the nomination?
Well, look, whenever you frame an election as not a contest between ideas, like I think this, you think that, let's see who the voters agree with. That's what an election has typically been in our country. They framed it this way. You have a fascist dictator trying to take over America. He's evil and we're virtuous. If you frame it that way, you kind of justify any level of extremism, right? If you really thought Hitler was going to take over the country, what wouldn't you do to stop it? What wouldn't you justify in your own mind to prevent that from happening?
Nothing. But see, Hillary's the one stealing. She's the Hitler.
Look, I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. It's just that, again, everything's inverted. Let me ask you this. Obviously, you talked to some high-level Democrats and people who were there at Fox News or around at the DNC. What is their sense? I mean, you were kind of implying they're just there to be on the bandwagon?
Yes. Yes, but they also hate Trump. I mean, it's so funny. I had this really interesting conversation at a Bernie rally the other day. I think your guys may have been there, actually. But I was talking to this woman, and I said, well, what do you care about? What are the issues you really care about? And she said, I'm really mad about trade. I think our trade agreements hurt Americans. And I think, number two, Wall Street has too much influence in our electoral process. And I said, you want to hear something weird? Trump said that exact same thing the other night. And she basically she refused to believe me. I mean, it's true. Those are Trump's.
That's right. They're so compartmentalized. This is how Google does it, where liberals, conservatives, other people are kept in their little, they feed you what they think you want to hear. They don't even know what Trump really stands for.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I also think Trump could do a better job sticking on the issues. I mean, that's, I think, would be really helpful. Let me just say this. I think the left hates Trump so much and is so intent on holding on to control of the executive branch. But I don't think many on the left will accept a Trump presidency. Now, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but my sense is they will not see him as legitimate, for real, in a way that we've never seen in my lifetime anyway, in 47 years. They're not going to accept him as president, and many of them anyway.
So you're talking about civil unrest, Tucker.
I'm not sure what I'm talking about, but I for the decades I've lived in Washington, 30 years, there's been this sense, well, I don't want the other guy to win, but if he does, he's the president of the United States. Like, I don't know, I'm an American, he's the president. I'll sort of get in line. I may not like it, but I'm not going to pretend he's not the president. I think things have changed. It's the sense I have. I have no evidence for this, but many on the left are going to say, you know what, he's not the president.
Well, I think you do have evidence. Look at all the civil unrest that Obama and Hillary have been fomenting. What do you think's behind that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think there's been an awful lot of racial demagoguery just in the last few days, the last 3 days here in Philadelphia, but I think for the last 8 years. I mean, from day one, Obama has made the case if you disagree with him, you just don't like him because he's black. You're a racist. You're a bad person. You're immoral. When you say that, or you imply it, as he has again and again and again, totally unfairly, there's no evidence that the average American is racist. That's just not, that's not true. But he keeps.
The average American is sick of hearing about it, I'll tell you that.
I agree with that. And you divide people on a deep level, not just. They don't just disagree with each other on the issues. You're for TPP, I'm against it. They hate each other based on tribal affiliation, and those wounds are very slow to heal. It takes generations to heal those wounds. I think this guy has intentionally divided people, presumably to increase his own power. I don't know, but I can tell
no
you
doubt.
A terrible effect.
Tucker, you talk about there being some type of permanent emergency maybe if Trump gets in, and obviously they vowed to do that, so there is evidence to it, but I got to tell you, if Hillary openly steals this election after stealing the nomination, I mean, I'm a peaceful guy, so I'm not anything violent. But at a certain point, how do we up, the political temperature to try to stop this if they're banning words, saying mother and father are bad, the borders are open outside of law, they're about to appoint 5 Supreme Court justices probably in the next 4 to 8 years? I mean, this is a nightmare scenario. And I almost feel guilty if I don't do something else. I don't know what I do that they don't end up turning against myself or the Republic. I mean, I'm really having these thoughts now. Like, we're really turning into a third world crazy town.
Well, they've been radicalized for sure, and I think they are. I mean, to give them credit for sincerity, I think they're genuinely afraid of Trump. I do think that. I think they're really threatened by the guy. They don't understand him. They don't know where he's coming from. They can't predict his next move. They don't think they can negotiate with him, and I think they really feel cornered. And, you know, I hope that people don't resort to extremism like stealing elections. But you never know. People who feel deeply threatened do, you know, things they wouldn't do otherwise. And it definitely makes me really uncomfortable. I love this country. I have nowhere else to go. I don't have another passport. I grew up here. I don't want things to go to hell. And you really feel like when political leaders say, and they've said this flat out, if you don't like the law, don't obey it, or the whole system is corrupt and therefore illegitimate, it's racist. That's when things start to go the way.
And then it's all selective, though. Then they throw Dinesh D'Souza for campaign contributions in jail while Hillary's getting money from Gulf states illegally. Exactly. It's like it's so rigged with the system out to get you because you're an evil American or you're a white guy or you're a libertarian, or you're a conservative, and then you haven't done anything. And then, you know, the groups even attacking you are being screwed over. I mean, it's really scary.
No, that is such a good description. Even the groups attacking you are being screwed over. Right. I mean, if this were 1917, they'd be the Mensheviks. You know, they played a kind of useful role.
Yeah, exactly.
They're cast aside.
Let me look. You're out there in the streets, but you're also, you know, at the highest levels of media. Obviously, the military has been concerned. They blocked funding ISIS and what Obama tried to do. General Flynn and others. Rand Paul to his credit. Ted Cruz to his credit. So there does seem to be an understanding now that we have this Machiavellian elite that are not even party affiliated now. They're just crazy. And I think folks are having it click now that things are out of control. I mean, that's what I'm picking up from billionaires and generals and folks. They don't know what to do because when you get into the kind of the bureaucratic level and the political level, that even because I'm not defending bureaucrats, saying the CIA or the FBI or the military, but they at least know starting a war with Russia might cause nuclear war. It just seems like you got a bunch of power-mad, crazy communists and weird feminists and communists, and they've got power. They're ruling the country. They walk on red carpets. They have mansions, but they still have some victimology 60s weirdo stuff to, like, get the man. And the man's some poor white guy down in a coal mine. You know, with black lung. I mean, I always thought leftism was just a cover for their takeover, but I really get they, I think, actually drink a lot of their own Kool-Aid. I know I'm ranting. And as Skype just paused, we'll go back to Tucker as soon as it comes back. Tucker, can you hear me? I can see him there, but he can't hear me. Guys, try to send more audio to Tucker Carlson. That rant was so powerful, it just cut him out. That's why I almost want to get satellite stuff, but then you have to go to a, I mean, I can pay for satellites or fiber optic, then you have to go to a studio to be on this. The Skype is great, but it does this. Tucker, can you hear me? Yeah, Tucker, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly, and I think that was so smart. You just got cut off right at the end when you pointed out that the people in power describe themselves as victims. There are two things going on. One, the left kind of inherently needs to feel morally superior. They need the moral high ground because that's really the whole point. The whole left project is the good people rule the mediocre people, rule the bad people. The people with clean hearts are in charge of the people with, you know, filthy intentions. A. B, when you're a victim, it means by definition never having to say you're sorry or look back and critically assess what you've done. And so you have this incredibly bizarre situation where the president of the United States claims to be a victim. He's a victim. And you have Hillary Clinton saying, one of the, you know, richest and most famous people in the world, that every white person is somehow, literally, she said this, privileged and needs to examine their privilege. So the unemployed machinist in Cleveland is somehow more privileged than the Harvard-educated president? Really?
Who wakes up in a house built by slaves, poor baby, and then it expands on that. You have Bernie Sanders saying, white people don't know what it's like to be poor.
Well, exactly, when rural America is collapsing in on itself in the saddest possible way. It's a slow-motion disaster that we're all ignoring.
Wow. I mean,
it really is. It's the saddest thing I think I've ever seen, what is happening to America outside of the big population centers. It's just absolutely awful, and these people are intent on attacking the people who are suffering.
Well, he said that's the enemy, the bitter clingers. In closing, dailycaller.com, Tucker Carlson, founder of that, of course, a journalist at Fox News. In closing, who's going to win? I mean, who do you think is stalled or not? Who's the next president going to be?
This is the way I think of it. He's got the best message ever. He has trouble articulating it. She has no message at all. Vote for me. I'm a woman. He wins if he stays disciplined. That's my view.
All right, Tucker, thank you so much. We'll be watching your coverage at dailycaller.com. Stay with us, folks. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've never offered 40% off on Brain Force, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Lambe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it to get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone. 888-253-3139. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Preston, Canada. Isaac, James, Gwen, Robert, and others. Your phone calls are about 3 minutes away. I appreciate you holding. And we'll get into the latest breaking news from InfoWars.com. This is a very exciting time to be alive. I'm not going to be playing fantasy football here in the next few months. Probably the most important election in U.S. history. Definitive. We know with Hillary, they are going to take us beneath the waves. They are going to bankrupt this country and turn us into a third world nation on purpose to control us. They want to extinguish the American system that never even got off the ground, but just the idea produced so many great ideas, inventions, and wealth that changed the world. I just couldn't imagine being one of these globalists and then wanting to suppress everybody while I ran around telling everyone how much I love them. It is the triumph of fraud, the triumph of a galactic-sized hoax. But they get away with it because the Republican leadership is almost as bad. and works with them. And along comes Donald Trump, who's a nationalist and a patriot, and who could turn into a strong man like Vladimir Putin. But I'll tell you this, I know Hillary, and I know she's bad news. And you are insane if you support her, because you support fraud and deception and stolen elections and Gulf states flooding her with money and the communist Chinese. I mean, the worst. You know about the Chinese murdering hundreds of thousands of political dissidents a year, tens of millions over the years. And she's like, oh, it's just the Chinese. Everywhere we go, people scream, you're an effing white male, and they're weird white people. It's like this royalty they have to just run around squawking. You know, Chinese kill 84 million of their own people. It's cute because they're Chinese. It's not bad when communists kill somebody and they're Chinese. But, oh my gosh. There were probably over 1,000 lynchings from 1900 to 1970. Oh my mom, wow, whoa, geez. I mean, okay, great, it's my fault, I did it. You know, it's just the numbers we're talking about here. But it's how Hollywood just inflames these wounds. They're not well-meaning liberals in Hollywood, folks. They're not well-meaning liberals in the Democratic Party. They are creepy controllers who think everybody's dumb and who are trying to make you as dumb as possible so they can control you. Briefly, we are running the biggest special, wide spectrum, we have ever run at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you to nutraceuticals as a big fundraiser. We're not calling this a money bomb. If you want to donate, you're certainly welcome to, and we appreciate that. It goes towards more reporters and crew. And again, we don't get mega corporation money. We got 2 hours, 23 minutes left in the transmission. That'll be 28 hours. The free feed is at InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars.com/giant. And you can go there and find the discounts. Get these unprecedented specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now for the Operation Sleeping Giant Supercell fundraiser. 40% off Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. It's a great way to just, if you've never wanted to try these out or do want to try them out, to now have this introductory offer, this low price. 40% off Silver Bullet Coil Silver. 20% off all Pro Pure Water Filters. 20% off all Alexa Pure Air Filters. 30% off all Survival Shield X2, 30% off Supermel Vitality, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 30% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12, 30% off DNA Force, 20% off all Survival Seeds, 20% off all shirts, 30% off Liver Shield, 30% off Deep Cleanse, 30% off Anthroplex, 30% off Knockout. Just Knockout alone, if you're all amped up and can't go to bed and got to get up early to go take a plane in the morning. It's midnight, you can't go to sleep. Take two of these, and it's just got a large dose, a good dose, of melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root, and like eight other things or seven other things. And it'd be like 50, 60 bucks trying to get all these by themselves at the same dose. It's just a really good, organic, serious dose of everything. Deep, healthful, good rest, InfoWarsLife.com. And that's just one of the products there. Try Brain Force. We've never had 40% off on that. And there's other discounts as well. 20% off all the Patriot apparel, Hillary for prison shirts, Bill Clinton rape shirt. It's time to get aggressive with the scum. They don't want us exercising the First Amendment because we're devastating them with it. You got the new Molon Labe come and take it, Texas-style shirts in camo and gray, really comfortable shirts, and it's kind of fabric that's a mix of some type of artificial stuff, and I don't have the shirt with me. It just feels so good, and cotton. And all of this, we have the Make America Free Again shirts that are ripoffs of Trump's. And it's not a total ripoff, but it's a, you know, kind of an uptake on it. I think an upgrade on it. But InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's revolutionary when you fund us, when you share a link, an article, a video. They're doing everything they can to censor this. I mean, Google is not letting people have search results for presidential candidate Donald Trump. They're not letting you see stories about Hillary being corrupt. I mean, this is admitted. They meet multiple times a week with the White House. On average, 5 hours. They think they can dominate you. They think you can give Dinesh D'Souza's film a 5% rating, and then the the public gives it, what, an 84, 85%. Okay, thank you for holding. We're going to go in order here, Chris in Canada, and then to everybody else. Chris in Canada, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you for joining us on this 28-hour transmission.
Hi, Lux, and thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to give you an idea of what I believe is happening right now. I think we're on the verge of basically witnessing a dictatorship being formed. And some of the pieces that are put in place before the dictatorship can happen have already happened, and none of us have really put the pieces together. So, for example, as a society is controlled by military, religion, music, and entertainment industry, in all those places, like we had our military, or the U.S. had their military purge at the beginning of the year last year, and religion is controlled, the music, entertainment business, industries are controlled, the business and banks are controlled. The last spot where people still had a free choice or had a way of protecting themselves was the court system. Now, the judge was murdered a few months ago or, you know, a little while back. So now all the major spots where a dictatorship could be stopped are online or complicit with this dictatorship. Now comes the option of how to make Obama, maybe Obama himself isn't in this, but other people are, how to make him in this position. I think Mr. Tucker touched on it. Now, when you present the people with an option of either having Hitler as your leader or, you know, that's it, like Hillary will not win, and I think Obama's team or people in Obama's circle are behind the Hillary releases of the emails so as to make Hillary less viable option for the people. So now if Trump is the only option you have, people will accept, you know, Obama running for a second or a third term or even saying that we should not hold elections and, you know, save democracy, save freedom. And this whole dynamic is being put forward to the people. And I believe a dictatorship is going to emerge in the U.S. along, you know, then you have the banking industry that will make a collapse, stress the people out, have a very anxious and stressed out population that's willing to accept any type of, you know, suggestion. And there you go. And you have this dictatorship. And I think it's everything's falling in place slowly but surely as the election comes up.
Well, I completely agree with your analysis, Chris, and the social engineers are doing things like openly stealing nominations and openly having the central government say, go out and kill cops, to just create the total destabilization where the cops are scared, the local public's scared, and so if you just maintain order, we'll put up with whatever. Just like in Europe, I mean, it's so transparent. I said this like 4 years ago. Ship in the Islamists, let them attack, censor people's speech against it, then declare martial law, put troops on the streets. They've done it. They've changed the French and German constitution. They're changing others now. The EU is bringing a dictatorship in because the death of memory, the death of logic. Hollande should be arrested. Merkel should be arrested. I mean, they did this on purpose. They advertise it. They don't even check the passports of these people. When they're known terrorists, they let them run around. People say, it's all false flag. I thought you were about false flags, Alex. There's different types of false flags. It is a false flag to open the gate up. Again, if I breed black widow spiders in my basement and go into your house during the day and dump them in your bed, they're going to go up under the sheets and stuff. And when you get in, you're going to get bit. Now, does the black widow take orders from me? No. It's like fire. If I light your house on fire, it's not taking orders from me, but I did it. And so they're doing it. And I sit here. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I mean, when I've gotten involved just to test it, I know how to make money in the stock market basically almost all the time because I know how real news and information works in real markets. The general public can't figure it out. Even stockbrokers can't. Soros can because he's an insider. Well, I'm an insider from the outside. I know how they operate. It's like I've got eyeballs and other people don't. And I'm on a power trip. I've had the elite over and over again go, look, they're animals. You can't help the public. They're going to tear you apart. You might as well join us. Well, I can't be part of brainwashing people and putting poison in the water so they're even dumber so you can manage them. I just, I'm not putting my soul on the line, but then I'm stuck between the piranha-like public and then I'm stuck with these horrible vampire elites. And it's just like, I just want to go to find some new country or new place to get away from this stuff, man. It is, and the ignorance of the general public when they just believe, excuse me, I had a hall opinion during the break. Well, you know, they just believe their own garbage. It's so frustrating. And then those that are evil, that are smarter, but not spiritually smart, they're smart intellectually. They're smart like a lizard, you know, very coldly. to prey on people. You don't just prey on someone because they're smarter than you. You don't just go rob a Down syndrome man because you can. Oh, look, he's retarded. Let's go beat him up and rob him. You know, it's I just don't get it. It's so predatory. And we need to be not predators, but as I've said many times, sheepdogs. And that's not from the movie. I've been using sheepdog for 20 years on air. That's a saying around the country. I'm not a wolf. I'm a sheepdog. Where you should really want to attack wolves. And you should really want to go after them. And just men aren't doing that. They put on their football jerseys. They suck their thumbs. And they act tough to each other. And that's what men do. And so, great. You're not a man. You're not alive. You're pretending to be. And that's why you're so unhappy. I appreciate your call. Great points, Chris. You know, there's got to be some way to change this because, look, it's not all controlled. It is controlled, but the globalists are delusional. They're very smart, and they opportunistically jump on any new crisis that's there or exacerbate or create them. But they say, oh, the world's going to collapse, and we're going to consolidate control. But it's not just that they're collapsing, and it is collapsing. Because they don't want to manage things. They don't want to create prosperity. They want to be greedy. So it is collapsing. And they have a cosmology that, oh, we're geniuses. We're doing the controlled collapse. But notice the controlled collapse isn't going that way. It's like Bracken. Matt Bracken says, you can't ride the tiger like you think you are. You can't ride 10 or 15 tigers. Smart elites before weren't perfect, but they didn't do things that were this reckless. They had common decency because they knew it would blow back on them, like, don't target women and children because you don't want yours targeted. That's what barbarians do. And we are not cultured anymore. You grow up, you think, like, people being cultured is, like, wimpy. No, it's not. It's reserve because you're a wild animal. And the veneer of civilization is peeling off right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I can tell you, whether it's this year or 5 years from now or 10 years, we're trying to hold the collapse here, but the gate is on fire. The enemy's coming through, and there's all these trendies going, where's the crisis? Where's the world government? As it's all being announced, as people are starving, 50 million a year. It was 50 million a year just a decade ago. I mean, it's crazy, folks. All hell's breaking loose. Because goodness is going out of the world in the ruling class. Our cynicalness as a people, our laziness is empowering us. And I will tell you, we are going to be judged just like the 55 million babies that have been aborted. You can make excuses for it, and Lord knows I've been involved in it before I grew up. I'm not on some high horse, but when you won't recognize evil, and when you won't admit it's going on, it's going to do more than bite you in the butt. And I could feel God's judgment coming down. I mean, talk about God-fearing. It means you can feel the presence of God. It's all around us. And I just, it's like, in a way, I'm like, well, I love my family and everything, but God, you know best. Go ahead and do it. You want to have a big nuclear war? Have the ocean die? See 3-4 billion people starve to death in a couple months? Nobody's going to care about your 50 genders then. And I think, you know, all these arrogant elites, they're going to die in the midst of it. So, you know what? I don't blame God. I hope we change things. But, you know what? God needs to take us all out. Go ahead. The people running things are looking for trouble. Just like a psychopath that's killed 20, 30 people, they start getting real reckless. They start getting wanting to get caught. And we got people like that running the show. So, okay. We have Eric Holder confronted. It's on Infowars.com. Would you have prosecuted Hillary? Infowars confronts Eric Holder. It's a short clip. Here it is.
Mr. Holder, would you have prosecuted Hillary? No, he would have run from it just like that. Okay, David Knight from Forrest.com.
Well, look at the look on Holder's face. It's all funny. At least they asked the question. I would just continue harrying him. like I did to Turd Blossom. That's the real name that Bush called. Reportedly, Karl Rove didn't like being called Turd Blossom, so he's ignoring me. He says he's history's actor. You know, he's God, and so, you know, I was going to question him. Let's play that clip one more time.
Mr. Holder, would you have prosecuted Hillary?
Of course, you couldn't hear him because he ran off.
No, he would have run from it just like that. Okay, David Eifert for Forrest, I count.
So David couldn't hear him, but there went Holder. Boom! Well, don't talk about prosecuting people. Holder presides over the law firm that you've got to have certify your taxes for your offshore deal, kind of like Arthur Anderson was the accounting firm, where all these former FBI directors and former Justice Department directors and others, is a very select group, they rule that you can do whatever you want and steal whatever amount of money you want, and then they go back to that law firm and make $50 million a year apiece, literally. But notice Holder's surrounded by a bunch of black people. Because he cares about black people. That's why he lives in a rich white neighborhood and lets weapons be sold to third world dictators. It's all crap. It's camouflage. Cover. He told the media we need to brainwash the American public against guns. I mean, it's just like we're ruled by these pieces of crap. All right, let's go to who's been holding the longest now. Isaac in Texas, then James and Gwen and others. Go ahead, Isaac.
Alex, things are getting out of control, aren't they?
They're getting pretty wild.
I'll say this, man. I never thought I'd live to see this day or these days that we're living in. I mean, where you lose friends that you've had for years because they ask one question. Who are you voting for, Hillary? And last night I was finishing up some work and I had your InfoWars window open, listening. And she chimes in, and a longtime friend, and she asked me the question. I guess, you know, the DNC, I couldn't watch it, by the way. I want to make a statement on that. That was just so much anti-gun propaganda to me. I heard about 10 minutes of it. I couldn't.
Sure. So a holier-than-thou person being manipulated calls you up and to try to bully you into voting for Hillary.
Exactly. And she asked me a simple question. She said, are you voting for Hillary? I said, you know, honestly, Trump is where I'm at. And, you know, I have my reasons. And, you know, she went off. She called me an idiot. And I won't get into it. I'll just say my message, my last message was, and this is someone I've known for years, and we've never had a disagreement. I didn't even say I was voting for Trump.
Just go ahead and tell me what happened.
Well, you know, I told her this. I said, look, if you're gonna side with someone who has had classified information in a server in a basement, and who's basically, you know,
betrayed her. Well, the server thing was always a red herring. She stole the nomination. I mean, did this dingbat you were talking to care about that?
You know what her response to that was? That's when she responded that I was an idiot. That was where I ended it. And I just, you know, it's her right to believe that. I feel bad.
Well, brother, here's the deal. Does this woman live in Texas?
Yes, sir.
She's probably too stupid to know it's going to go completely for Trump. They wouldn't even dare steal that. And so it doesn't even matter. You know, people should still vote just for the general overall count. There's other elections. But, again, you're talking to mental midgets who probably believe in Nigerian emails. You know, I've told you, I've had multiple people in the last 20 years, it's been going on that long, stop associating with me when they started announcing that they were about to get $1 million from Prince Abubu. One time the guy actually had the name Prince Abubu. And I explained, once you give them $5,000, you know, you don't get the $100,000, and then they're going to want $10,000, and then it's going to be $1 million you're getting. And then finally, if you just give us $5,000 more, Prince Abubu will speak to you. Or Prince Abubu will be landing at the airport. You go to the airport, Prince Abubu isn't there. But you're so crestfallen, you're so excited that Prince Abubu cares about you that you give Nigerian scam artists, and that's just one country that does it, $15,000. I went out one night the well-known producer and TV individual. I'll sleep with that. I don't know why I'm telling that story. I'll tell a story. I went out with Mike Judge to hear some really great rockabilly music in Far East Austin at what was a black bar. And it was just a whole mixed bar, nice people, nice place, and I'm out there. And everybody goes, oh, my God, Prince Wagugu Zabubu or whatever's in her eye. And it's like this old Cadillac pulls up, and he's got these African outfits, and half the folks are bowing down and worshiping him. And, of course, it was a total scam. And then pretty soon I heard he was there raising money for something in Nigeria. And, I mean, good for them. Wear a lion hat or whatever everybody bows down to you. I mean, it's just, look, it's the same thing with Hillary, okay? It's a Nigerian email scam. And usually with Republicans it would be, too. That's why I didn't support McCain or Obama in 2008. Because I knew how bad McCain was. But with this, there's a real choice. So I appreciate your call, Isaac. I'm sorry. But she's smoking the Nigerian email scam. And what happens is, once somebody's been conned, a loser, who's never faced reality, a victim, they always blame whoever warns them. But if they get involved in a con, they won't admit that they are a victim. See, victimology people never blame those that are really victimizing them. They always blame the fantasy. They live in fantasy land. They want to believe they're getting $1 million from Prince Abubu or Prince Dakbuk Bakbu or whatever the stupid name is they make up. And they live in a fantasy land, a pageant. I was talking to this lawyer I know who does a lot of divorce cases, and he said, listen, I know cases with women where they go to court 30, 40 times, losing every time doing crazy stuff because they like to boss lawyers around and just have attention and just have people in the court and just get off on it. There's people that go in and get all these weird medical procedures just because they like the attention. It just, there's a lot of craziness, man. And the world's gotten so soft, people don't have to live in the real world. And the ruling class have all this industry and all this power at their disposal. So they just want to get everybody anesthetized with food and drugs and media while they control the future. And that's why they're so disconnected and so arrogant, because they know this is all just a matrix. It's all just you know, it's a Nigerian scam. I knew a talk show host who I heard on air. I heard, have you heard this talk show host on GCN like 14, 15 years ago, is saying that they've been contacted by the Nigerians and they're going to give him $10 million or whatever it was, and he's going to, you know, all he's got to do is make a small investment, and it's really come through. The Nigerian government wants to help him. And I called the guy, and I said, it's a scam, bro. And he went on air and said that I was full of it. And a few weeks later, when he got ripped off, he said I had messed up the deal with the Nigerian government. There was no deal with the Nigerian government. It's like in Glenn Leary, Glenn Ross. Is that how you pronounce it? It's a great movie. I'm going from it. Glenn Leary, Glenn Ross, teleprompter free. And then and the pressure in this guy to make a sale, he finally goes to the people that are delusional, crazy people, and they buy the you know, the land shares. And of course the guy finds out that's the case and commits suicide. And people under pressure will become delusional. You're a man in the desert, a mirage looks like water. You want to believe it's water because you're so darn thirsty. And look. Doesn't mean I don't see mirages sometimes, too, but compared to the general public, it's so sad. And I, you know, they tell me I'm in the wrong business. They say, you know, you ought to just go with the system. Let me tell you, I've been around globalists. I've been around them. They are the most fake, empty, unhappy people in the world. And as bad as some of the general public is, bleary-eyed and snot-nosed, they are a lot better than the globalists. We're going to come back. The final hour of the 28-hour transmission with Robert from Minnesota, Gwen in Louisiana, and many others. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.